Well, good Wednesday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. Just wanted to spend a few minutes talking about today's market. Didn't have time to put things in ink today, but did want to at least give you an update on what's going on. Tomorrow morning, by the way, I will be hosting our monthly aftermath webinar. That'll be at 9 a.m. Central Time. We'll talk all about today's USDA report, where the markets are at. We'll look at a lot of charts, look at support levels, that kind of stuff. We'll talk about crop insurance as well, which is pretty important. We're almost 5 days away from the last day to choose how you're going to protect your potential revenue for this year, and as well as making some decisions at the FSA office. So we'll cover all that more tomorrow morning. But as far as the markets went today, it was a big reversal day. Start with a macro trade. The dollar traded more than 1% lower. The dollar's been on fire lately. Traded all the way up to 99 points here in the last couple of days. Now trading more than a point lower at the close this afternoon. Crude oil down $15 a barrel today. Gold down $55 an ounce today. The stock market ended up sharply higher. I believe the Dow was up over 700 points at the end of the day. So a lot of reversal trade here today, and that just seemed to be the trend as we spilled over into the grain markets as well. Wheat was 85 cents lower on the Chicago and the Kansas City exchange today. We will see expanded trading limits of $1.30 in both of those markets tomorrow. Minneapolis wheat down the 60 cent limit on the May contract as well here today. We'll have an expanded limit, I believe, at 90 cents tomorrow. Be time and a half what the normal limit is. In other markets, corn really kind of followed along too. Corn was down 20 plus cents in the May contract. December, not so much. Beans tried to trade higher throughout the day, ended up failing at the end of the session. Cotton market down 50 points in the May contract, a little bit less in the December contract. Cattle market, hog market, all ended up in red numbers today. So again, it was kind of I guess you'd call it a risk-off day, whatever you want to call it. Maybe you call it profit-taking. I think we've had a lot of fresh capital come into these commodity markets, especially over the last 10 days or so. And some of that kind of ran for the hills here today. And, you know, if you've got money in these in your investments, some of these people just deciding it was time to cash in. Now, going forward, tomorrow morning, we'll get a weekly export sales report. It'll be kind of interesting to see if, as we expect, the bean number is going to be pretty good, really kind of held up by a lot of new crop sales. China continues to be somewhat aggressive buying new crop soybeans from the United States, so those will show up in tomorrow's report. So we'll get to look at that early in the morning tomorrow. Today, the focus was back on USDA. We did have a USDA supply-demand report today, and normally the March report, the only thing we really focus closely on is South American production at this time of the year. We did get an update, and USDA on its Brazilian crop estimate for beans came in at 127 million metric tons. That's down from 134 last month, so a substantial drop. It's down 11 million tons from last year's crop. It was about 2 million tons below the average trade estimate. So for a while today, that was a little bit supportive. Now, keep in mind, we have had some independent numbers clear down into the low 120s. So USDA still remains above what some of the big drops have been showing. The 127 number would be down 17 million from where we started the year at 144. That would have been a record. So we are down. But the one thing I would point out is that recent weather has been supportive, I guess, to the crops down there. We are kind of finishing the crop growing season in Brazil, and it looks like they're going to have at least ample rainfall, maybe not to make more bushels, but at least prevent more loss. So I think that the bean story has kind of run its course here at the present time, at least from a supply standpoint. Argentina bean crop at 43.5 million tons, down 1.5 million from last month, still a little bit higher than what the average trade guess was. In the corn side of things for South America, USDA came in at 114 million metric tons in Brazil, far above last year's 87 million that was impacted by the late drought. That was unchanged from last month, so a little bit bearish, I would say. Argentina corn at 53 million tons, down 1 million tons from last month, higher than the average trade estimate, and still higher than what last year's crop was. So overall, And looking at weather over the next couple of weeks, it looks like the corn crop is in pretty good shape for the most part in South America. So, yes, we did see some of the later beans in the southern part of Brazil get injured, Argentina as well. But it looks to me, at least at the moment, that the forecasts are supportive to a decent finish to the rest of the crop year. So, looking away from that, looking at the supply-demand balance sheet numbers, U.S. corn, we did see a 100 million bushel drop in ending stocks. We did see an improvement in the export number. I think some of that it's definitely related to the Ukraine. At the world level, USDA did lower Ukrainian exports of corn. We've already seen China come into the U.S. corn market in the last couple of weeks, looking to replace some purchases that they had from the Ukraine. So that did support the increase in export numbers, decrease in U.S. stocks. So by itself would have been a little supportive to the corn market. Beans, we did see a lower bean carryout, 285 million bushels. Again, improved demand there thus a lower stock number. Not a huge surprise, and initially it was a little bit friendly to the bean market, but again, as the other markets failed, beans kind of went along to the lower side. Wheat, not much of a change. We did see just a slight bump in the ending stocks, 5 million bushels, so really non-eventful there. Cotton had no change in its U.S. balance sheet number, still 3.5 million bale carryout as we go forward. At the world level, is where we did see a few surprise. Well, I shouldn't say surprises. Is where we saw some changes, but world corn carryout estimated at just under 301 million metric tons. That's down a little over a million tons from last month. Bean carryout down almost 3 million metric tons to just under 90 million tons, and the wheat carryout up about 3 million tons from last month. And the wheat was the one that we really wanted to focus on, and the reason for the jump in world stocks is all because of Russia and Ukraine. Russian stocks expected to be up about 2.5 million metric tons. Ukrainian stocks expected to grow by 3 million tons because of the lack of exports. And apparently USDA thinks that the world will not have to replace those bushels. And we have seen that said by countries like Egypt, for example, today, making the statement that they're fine. They can get by until later on in the year, if not until on into 2023. So USDA kind of went along with that story too, that the world would not need to replace, at least initially. We'll see how this thing plays out down the road, but at least for the moment, it looks like even though we're going to see less exports, see less total trade. On the corn side, we mentioned a lower stock number there, about a million, a little over a million tons. Ukrainian ending stocks are expected to rise almost 3 million tons. However, as I mentioned, the world does need the corn, and so they are coming to the United States. U.S. stocks down about 2.5 million tons, and that's the difference making up for what's expected to be missed out of the Ukraine this year. So that's the overview there. I would expect as we go forward, certainly there's more to this story. Depends how long the war lasts, depends how it ends up. Depends what happens to the port facilities in the Ukraine. It depends on whether or not they're able to plant crops this year, who's going to control those crops, who's going to be selling those crops. All of that is going to be major as we go, not just the rest of 22, but on into the future of the world grain trade. Is the world forced to go back and deal with Russia at some point? All of these things are going to be major stories here as we go forward. So, but throughout today's trade, again, the real story was profit taking. And, if you look at the charts, corn, beans, wheat, we're still above the short-term moving average lines, even with the big erosion that we've seen over the last couple of days. So we'll see how we finish the week. I like to use that phrase, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I'll be kind of curious to see how we finish the week here, if we moderate a little bit or what the mood of the trade is. The oil market, I still continue to say that's the one to watch. When we get these big runs in commodity markets, oil is usually the leader. Oil is the leader, like in the Goldman Sachs Commodity Index. And today, with a huge washout in the oil market, that's probably what led to some selling in the other markets. So watch the crude oil market very closely here as we go forward. Now, a lot of things happening in oil are very political right now. It's whether or not the U.S. government, what their role is in world trade, what the role is in possibly you know, drum it up more domestic production. All of these things are going to be big, big factors in what happens in the crude oil market here as we go forward. Will we get OPEC to ramp up production? Will we end up striking a deal with the devil with Venezuela or Iran or one of these other countries? Those are all going to be big stories here as we go forward. And I wish I could tell you what's going to happen, but none of us really know at this point in time. So all we can do is try to manage risk. And I think, again, we've got tremendous tools to be able to do that. I'm still a big, big favor of using minimum price type marketing, selling the crops at good prices, replacing them with out-of-the-money call options, spending a little money of your profit margin to give you the opportunity to make money if the market keeps going higher. And if it doesn't, you're only at the cost of a call option. You know that what the cost is up front. You don't have to worry about it. The other big thing is revenue insurance. We've got tremendous opportunities with revenue policies this year to be able to lock in, I think, profit for the first time in maybe 10, 11, 12 years. And so I like being able to utilize products like ECO, SCO, stacks for cotton. Those products give you the top end protection to be able to protect those top dollars and be able to lock them up here for this year. And we don't know what next year is going to look like. We know what we got, the bird in the hand looks like this year. And I like definitely taking advantage of that. So keep that in mind. You got another, 6 days to get that done from the time I'm recording this. So with that, we'll go ahead and adjourn for this afternoon. I appreciate the time to visit with everyone and look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning on the Aftermath webinar. Have a good evening.